The National Broadcasting Company presents The Adventures of Sam Spade, Detective.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Me, sweetheart.
What was that last?
Nothing. That was my teeth chattering.
Oh, is it cold out?
Out where I was, Effie. I've been swimming.
In December? Oh, Sam, you caught a chill.
That's true, Eff. I caught a real Russian chill. They're not keeping San Francisco Bay as well heated as they might.
The bay? Sam, you were swimming in the...
Where else, Eff?
But... Oh, Sam, you've been drinking.
Only brine, Angel, and what kelp juice I could scavenge.
Kelp juice?
Oh, it was a taxing experience, Eff. A lesser man couldn't have come through it. Lay out some dry clothes for me, mix me a hot grog, get out your pencil that writes underwater, and prepare to take down a narrative of international intrigue and espionage, which we will call, let's see, the 25123579 caper.
What?
Or the Russian's number is up.
NBC invites you to listen to the greatest private detective of them all, as William Spear, radio's outstanding producer, director of mystery and crime drama, brings you The Adventures of Sam Spade.
Effie!
Here I am, Sam. I was just calling the janitor to see if he could turn on some more heat so you could... Oh, you're not so very wet.
Well, I had a dry martini on the way over.
Dr. Ames called you a few hours ago. Dr. Oscar Ames.
Did he? That was nice.
He was worried about you. Wanted to know if you'd been found yet. He said you two were on a ferry boat and that he just stepped in to have a cup of coffee, and when he came back...
Yes, Effie, yes. Well, can't keep the FBI waiting.
The FBI?
Well, who else? You don't think I was playing around with kids on this caper?
Oh, no, Sam. I knew they were grown up.
Well, take it down, then. In this one, your Uncle Sam was working for his Uncle Sam. They fill it in. To Federal Bureau of Investigation, Washington, D.C. Care of J. Edgar... Oh, no, that'd be too much. Well, why not? From Samuel Spade, license number 137596. Subject, Boris Kargamensky.
How do you spell that, Sam?
Kargamensky. K-A-R-G...
No, I don't mean that. I mean Boris.
Oh, I should have known. B-O-R-I-S. Dear sir, last night I let my secretary off at 5:30 so that she could go and do some Christmas shopping, although I've told her repeatedly that all I want this year is money. The fog was rolling in off the bay, and it was bitter cold as I came out onto the street, pulling my overcoat collar up around my ears. Seemed like the night for spaghetti, a wonderful spaghetti dinner and some pleasant Italian hospitality down at Mama Pizza's restaurant on the Embarcadero opposite the ferry building. So that's where I went. But Mama Pizza had more than hospitality on her mind when she met me at the door.
Sam. Oh, I'm so glad to find you. I'm just calling your office.
Well, what's the trouble, Mama? Someone been stealing ravioli?
Please. It's my cousin, Tony. They tried to kill him.
Oh, what happened, Mama?
Come on, Sam. You eat with us. Our table. I'll make Tony tell you. He's gonna feel so good, but he can talk all right. You're gonna see.
She led me to the back of the restaurant, to the table where the family generally sits. Her daughters, Angelina and Patty, were there with plates of food in front of them. But they weren't eating any of it. They were staring in awe at the man who sat next to them. He was small to start with, but he was even smaller, hunched down in his chair miserably, staring, unseeing, into a glass of wine. On the table in front of him was a battered old concertina. The top of his head was swathed in a clean, new bandage.
Sit down, Sam. Yeah. Sit down. This is my cousin, Tony Calucci. Tony, my good friend, Mr. Spade.
Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Go on, Tony. You tell Sam what's happened on you. Sam, you have your dinner at the same time.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Tonight, you're going to be my guest. What do you like to eat?
Well,
calapini, cacciatori?
Well, I don't care, Mama. What's that on your plate, Angelina? You going to eat that? Well, pass it over, then. Waste not, want not.
That's what I always say. Now, what happened on you, Tony?
Well, I'm on the boat, see.
Yeah, what boat?
The ferry boat. Oakland ferry boat.
Uh-huh.
Don't you never hear my music on the boat?
Ah, you play the concertina on the ferry ride.
Sure, but no more.
Hmm?
Tonight on the 6 o'clock boat. Oh, boy.
Tonight on the 6 o'clock boat, what?
I'm a play inside the first by the sandwich place, and everybody say.